this stage, it may be early days yet to begin to question Parliament's power. Because you see, one thing is for sure, the Constitution as we see it has the letter and has the spirit. You see, so in matters like this, to the extent that 109 talks about Parliament passing laws to regulate professional bodies, and also we look at the standing orders, I would think that it doesn't sound to me that Parliament is exceeding its boundaries. But in all these matters, this whole number 12 and almost everything that's with it, I think that has to be tested in the courts, because these matters, to be strange for us as citizens, we have not developed our jurisprudence, the court cases enough to be able to say that this is it, meaning that number 12 is good or number 12 is bad. So, but beyond that, apart from the courts, if we are talking about moral arguments, yes, that's separate. We are dealing with it as a social issue, that's separate. Now, as soon as you ask a legal question, Alfred, what I'm saying is that there's a new wind blowing the Supreme Court. Well, so we will need to get this to the Supreme Court to be able to get the final word on this matter. Trust me, no lawyer, I mean, as far as I've read the cases, nobody can beat his chest and say he's definitely right on this, that it's white or it's black. No, we don't have enough cases to be able to analyze. As a matter of fact, you know, I saw somebody now even debunking that entrapment doesn't exist in law. And I laughed. I said, who's doing this? So basically, the best way to go forward with this case is that let the constitutionally mandated bodies, that are competent courts of jurisdiction, deal with this matter. They will have their answers. So,
legal practitioner Martin Pebble.